So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Eugenio Mignani, the president of the EM Dreams Factory, and because, you know, we are expert in dreams, I invite you all to start dreaming and to think that now you are living an experience in Trentino. Have you ever been to Trentino?
Yes.
Oh, few people only. So there is a lot of room for improvement. You know that Trentino is Dolomites, is the northern part of the Lake of Garda, where you can find the most beautiful lemon trees, olive trees, palms, and then you go up to the Dolomites. You have 4,000 meters of spectacular views, spectacular experiences, spectacular people, and I have the honor of knowing many of them. I will introduce you all in a few minutes. But why don't we have, first of all, a little experience of Trentino. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Consul General of Italy, Francesco Genuardi. Grazie Eugenio, buonasera a tutti, good evening everybody. It's a real pleasure and honor for me to be here in this very special evening, special presentation of La Provincia di Trento in this wonderful Trentino setting. We really feel to be in Trentino, even if the air conditioning is not so high, to make it more Trentino-like, this room. Of course, Trentino, La Provincia di Trento is a very, very special province of Italy. Coming myself, at least half from Verona, I know very well this province, and it's really an incredible model of combination of fantastic place, as you saw, not just in winter, for tourism, for lakes, mountains, the Dolomites, for skiing, but also a lot of culture, a lot of incredible, amazing museum. Just imagine that Renzo Piano just made 3 or 4 years ago a an unbelievably beautiful museum on natural sciences called the Muse, and there was, I think, one of the first frame was about that museum. And then you have a new museum of art in Rovereto, the MART, which is has an amazing collection of modern and contemporary art. That is to say that is really the power of La Provincia di Trento is the combination of factors, and I think it's not a coincidence that the Assessore della Piccola, and I recognize his presence here, I congratulate him, he's the only councillor assessor in Italy who has the task to deal with agriculture and tourism. It's another, I think it's a further display of how much Trentino, La Provincia di Trento, is an advanced province of Italy, because you think in terms of integration of agriculture, sustainable agriculture, of course, and tourism. And I think that during the day of today you had a fantastic presentation of sparkling wine that are one of the big pride of La Provincia di Trento, and I know that you had a very important meetings here in New York with the Condé Nast group, with the magazine, and with Italy. It's very important because La Provincia di Trento is the partnership of the Provincia di Trento are growing very fast and very effectively, and of course New York is still one of the hub of the global world, so it's very important your presence. I'm very happy that tonight you have a lot here of media operator, of tour operator, of agents, of important people who invested in Trentino. So I wish you an excellent night, an excellent dinner, where you will taste the best of Provincia di Trento. And I'm sure that this is just a puntata, part of a long story, of a long love story between New York City and La Provincia di Trento. Viva Trento, viva la Provincia di Trento e viva New York!
And now, ladies and gentlemen, he's already on the stage. This is a very special man. Very unique, I have to say. Very simpatico, first of all, and it's not always very usual for a politician, but he's a politician coming from the agricultural world. It's an amazing story. His life before becoming a politician has been dedicated to the one side of agriculture, especially cows. He's the doctor of animals in Trento, and his dedication is a very sensitive part of his life. And I really have been impressed by his stories last night, because it's not usual. This is the specialty of the province of Trento, where a land dedicated to agriculture, very mountain-oriented apart from the lake, has been able to change the attitude without forgetting the past, but becoming a very sensitive hospital place, a very, very dedicated to hospitality. It's a great example in Italy, where people, they have these values in welcoming people. And I had this experience myself. So I'd like to thank the Assessore for his dedication in this role, in giving motivation to all the hotel people, to the producer of Trento Doc, to the producer of the other wines. There is a most incredible olive oil in Trentino, but very rare. And so now, ladies and gentlemen, welcome the Assessore al Turismo e all'Agricoltura della Provincia di Trento, Michele Dalla Piccola. Thank you.
Eugenio, thank you very much for your presentation. And so, welcome everybody and good evening. So, but my English maybe stop here. I don't, not so much. We live on the border of Austria, and so we learn German. And so my English is so bad to keep all the speeching in English, but I am very happy of your words. I'm very proud of my past, and I think that everybody must be proud of your past. So it's the same for Trentino too. But here with me, I'm very happy to have her. She can speak so better like me, and she can help for your happiness, maybe, to understand at the best what I want to say of Trentino. So thank you very much. Allora, Maria, vogliamo raccontare questa lunga storia, per favore?
Let's tell this long story to this audience.
Solo 5 minuti per raccontare una storia lunga, 800 anni.
Actually, only 5 minutes to tell a story, though, that it's 800 years long.
Il Trentino, in questi anni, infatti, è stato governato dall'impero austro-ungarico.
Trentino was ruled by the Austrian-Hungarian Empire, as you probably know.
Poi, dopo la prima guerra mondiale, il Trentino è diventato Italia.
Then after World War I, Trentino became part of Italy.
E dunque, oggi, una parte di Italia che è rimasta nel cuore delle Alpi con una mentalità e una cultura mitteleuropea, austriaca.
So it's a part of Italy that is located in the heart of the Alps mountains, and it has a mentality, so to speak, Middle European, so more Germanic, more northern.
Questa condizione ci ha permesso anche un governo speciale e un sistema di regole speciali, l'autonomia.
This allowed us to be an autonomous province, and therefore our government has some special laws and regulations.
Con questo sistema abbiamo potuto permettere alla gente di continuare a vivere in alta montagna.
With our system, we were able to allow people to live where they were used to live, in the on the top of the mountains.
Con un'economia basata sull'agricoltura, viti e mele in basso e vacche e latte in altitudine.
And the economy was based on, say, the cultivation of grapes and the apples on the lower altitude, and the cows and their milk on higher altitude.
Ma da 50 anni ad oggi, sempre più anche l'attività di turismo e di ospitalità hanno affiancato questa economia agricola.
But in the past 50 years, tourism and the hotel business has come hand in hand with this traditional economy.
Così oggi ogni abitante del Trentino, mezzo milione di persone, si può dire che abbia almeno un letto per un ospite da noi.
So, since we have about 500,000 people living in Trentino, we can say that there is one bed available for tourists for each inhabitant of Trentino.
6 million people every year. It's lived by us 13 million nights. And l'altro aspetto molto importante è il cuore ed il bene che vogliamo alla nostra terra.
And the other important aspect is our heart and how much we love the land that we inhabit.
Il sistema speciale di regole ci permette di gestire l'ambiente in maniera molto puntuale.
The special rules that we have made possible allows us to manage the environment in a better way.
In particolare, il vino che avete bevuto oggi è prodotto con un ridotto utilizzo di agrofarmaci.
So for instance, the wine that you were able to taste earlier today has been produced by using very few, a lower quantity of agro-pharmaceuticals.
E molte produzioni sono con metodi biologici o rispettosi dell'ambiente.
And many producers also use organic methodologies or methods that in general have a very deep respect for nature.
Lo stesso rispetto lo mettiamo nella costruzione delle strutture al servizio del turismo.
And the same respect we show when we build the structures that are needed for tourism.
You see 800 kilometer slopes and so many many trails and so many structures and hotels.
E questo cuore noi lo portiamo nel nostro lifestyle, che è un lifestyle italiano.
And this heart shows also in our lifestyle, which is a typical Italian lifestyle.
Dunque, con una natura meravigliosa.
Wonderful natural environment.
Ma soprattutto con tanta storia e cultura.
But also a lot of history and culture all around.
So people, in this 10 minutes you have understand why you must come in Trentino in the next year. Thank you very much.